All right, hanging out here with Jade Hilton. How's everything going, Jade?
It's good. How's it going out here in Toronto?
Yeah, I kind of wish I was back home recently. I mean, the Canada Day celebration in Brampton was, I think, at its absolute best. And of course, it happens when I am living in Alberta now, so...
Yeah, they had a full country lineup. I love to see that.
So let's let people get to know a bit more about you before we play your single Dive Bar. I mean, you are a Chinese-Canadian artist. You are from the GTA. Sort of where did country music come into your life that this is the lane and avenue you've chosen with music?
Yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of Shania Twain, Taylor Swift when she was doing more country, and Kacey Musgraves as well. And I was doing more pop music before. That's just where I live in Toronto. It's just like kind of the sound, hip hop, R&B and hip pop. So that's kind of what I was starting off with my career. But people would always say to me, Jade, like you need to do country music, like the way you sing and the way you write. It would fit the genre really well. I didn't really like take it seriously for a while. But recently I was like, well, why don't I try this thing? So I started going out to smaller towns and playing a lot of writers' rounds, anyone who would like let me sing, because I just love to perform and write songs. And that's kind of where this all started. And I guess we met in Alberta. That was kind of my first CCMAs. They had given me a shot to just sing. And I was like, whoa, like people really like me here. So ever since then, I've just kind of been riding the wave, going down to Nashville a lot, writing songs, and here we are doing country music.
Nice. Now, what kind of made you want to do this as a career rather than like just a hobby, but to actually pursue this fully and invest the time, the money, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears into making a go at this?
I think when it comes to life, you need to find something that really brings you passion and purpose. And for me, that has always been music. Live performance in particular, whenever I'm on a live stage, I just feel like it's just I'm the happiest person in the world. So why wouldn't you put everything into something that brings you so much joy? And this past year, I've really, really committed to, you know, making this more of a full-time thing, more of a career. And it's been a lot of work, but really fun.
Now, is there a moment that you can pinpoint where you're like, that's the moment I decided this is what I wanted to do fully, like the career path? Or is it just kind of something that just you can't pinpoint? It just kind of happened.
I've always said I wanted this to be my career, but I think my first writing trip to Nashville back in last July, actually, was when I really saw like a path and that it could be an actual career for me. I think before I wasn't sure where I was going, and I spent a lot of years just figuring out my sound and if this really is for me. But I think once I went down there and I saw also so many other artists doing the same thing, and I realized like, okay, this is the thing. This is what I really want to do.
Now, you are a newer artist and newer to country music. So what's that like then when you find out you're named one of the finalists there for the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase happening next month there in, I can never remember how to pronounce the name of that town correctly, just north of Barrie there. Let's go with that.
North of Barrie. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. This is like a dream come true. I mean, I grew up like knowing about Boots and Hearts. I actually haven't been, but I always thought maybe I could play it one day. I wasn't sure if I was country enough, but I think I am. Actually, no, I am country enough. And I've been working really hard, working on these songs and playing a lot of shows. I think last year I played over 100 shows, whether it was a writer's round or full band performance. And to be given this honor is just, I'm so grateful for that opportunity.
Now, what's it like for it to happen kind of this kind of soon in your career where, you know, I know there are plenty of people who wish this opportunity would come their way, but for you to get it as quickly as you have, what's that kind of like for you then?
I mean, the amount of like hours and time I've spent, you know, on this project and playing all these shows, and not even just this year, but the years before. I know I'm like a new artist, but there's a lot of new artists that aren't as new as you think. It's like, I wrote my first song when I was 14 and I've been playing shows since then. So, you know, I'm grateful for that opportunity and I'm just so excited and going to bring my A game to Boots and Hearts this year.
Nice. Now, obviously you have the single we're getting ready to play called Dive Bar. This is kind of your first kind of bigger single. Where did this one come from and sort of how this one come about for you?
So yeah, this also started on that writing trip to Nashville a year ago. I was at this dive bar called The Underdog, and my favorite singer, Casey Musgraves, walked in that night, and she was just as beautiful and also very kind in person. She got up and sang on the dive bar stage, and I got to thinking, you can be a rock star like Casey Musgraves, but you can still have a dive bar personality. You can still hang out at the dive bar and be a real one.
Nice. Now, I mean, did she just happen to walk in there, or were you kind of like stalking her or something?
I wasn't stalking her. I did this like line dancing thing at the Legion. So I was like, let's do the line dancing and then we'll go over to the Underdog. It's a popular bar. So I'm line dancing and I was just like, I was talking to this girl I had just met and I was like, yeah, it's my first time here. And she's like, I heard Casey Musgraves is here. And I was like, no way. There's no way she's here. But apparently she loves that bar and she loves line dancing. So as I'm walking out, I still didn't believe it, but she was just like standing there just by the bar. And I was like, oh God, it's Casey. And then she goes up to the Underdog later and then we see her on stage. And then I guess all of town finds out Casey's at the dive bar. So then all of a sudden the dive bar is like packed.
This is so probably an off-Broadway kind of bar, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's not in Broadway. I prefer not to hang out in Broadway when I'm in Nashville. I did the first day, but after that, I hear all the fun stuff is outside of Broadway. So this was in East Nashville.
Nice. So, I mean, what's the reception been like to Dive Bar and sort of how have you been taking in kind of this influx of, I'm sure, new fans and a lot more new listeners?
Yeah, it's crazy. This song has brought so many people to my music and even like older fans who've been listening to me for a long time, a lot of them said like, I love this new sound. It like really fits you. And, you know, I feel like a lot of artists have this moment where they find their sound. And I think for me, I really have found it. And it's not just through the music, but it's through these shows and like all these people I've been meeting. I think just like getting to meet all these country fans, everyone has been so kind to me and I've got to explore so much of Canada that I haven't seen before, which is really awesome. So I'm excited for more.
And speaking of more, we already talked about Boots and Hearts this year. We're kind of past the halfway point on 2025. What kind of is the plan for the rest of the year? Is it more music coming out, maybe an EP, an album? Do you have any major shows going on that you can discuss? Some people usually they have them booked, they just can't talk about them yet, which is frustrating. But what all do you got planned for the rest of the year?
Well, we have our pretty packed summer schedule. I'm actually leaving to PEI to play Cavendish on Wednesday. So I'll be up playing on Friday on the emerging stage. So I'm pretty pumped for that one. I love the East Coast. And I also love Shania Twain, who's headlining, and Lainey Wilson, of course, and Tyler Hubbard. So that will be this week. And then bunch of shows to follow that, and Boots and Hearts, of course. And then I'm working on my next couple singles, which will lead into an album, which I haven't announced yet, but there's a lot of music in the pipeline, so stay tuned.
Nice. Is that album planned for kind of the end of the year, next year? Kind of what's kind of the timeline on that?
It's looking like it's going to be early 2026. I'll drop some of those songs as singles this year, but there's just a lot of work left to do still and a lot of songs, so probably early next year.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out and chat today. I know people are going to love Dive Bar as we get ready to spin it here on River Country Rising Stars. Thank you so much, Jade.
Thank you so much. I'll see you next time.